Hello, and welcome back to How We Roll Podcast. I am Joe Trier, your host and Dungeon Master, and tonight we are returning to our Dungeons & Dragons one-shot, Murder on the Eberron Express. Before we start our show, let me introduce our players, or should I say, our suspects. We have Aaron, playing Bernard Copperpot, the veteran train conductor. Owen, playing Skalak Metalmane, our victim's former business partner. Tracy, playing Indra Tilrana, our victim's secret lover. Kurin, playing Ronan Bratir, our victim's long-lost son. And Lisa, playing Belladonna, our mysterious ice queen. And now that the cast has been introduced, let us return to our story. You spend the next few days in absolute luxury. You have your own cabin, as you can see with the map on Roll20. The first class area is pretty roomy. There's a first class, there's the sleeping quarters, there's the dining car, and there's the galley, which separates you from the second class citizens, and right at the back of the train, the cargo hold. If you have a look at your character sheets, you'll get some idea of who you know and maybe who you mix with over the first few days of travel. And the evening before you arrive in Fairhaven, everyone will be sat in the dining car. A beautiful meal has been laid out. And have a think about who you were sat with and what you were doing. Gradually, the meal is cleared away. I imagine train conductor Bernard shows his face throughout as he checks on the passengers. He's definitely not absent here. Coffee and brandy will be served, and gradually, one by one, each of you will head off to your cabins. The last person in the car is Egan. The next morning, Bernard Copperpot, train conductor, your arcane alarm clock rings as it normally does at 5 a.m, bringing in the new day. And you wake yourself up, push yourself out of your cabin, which is at the front of the train near the engine. You glance to your right and see the arcane contraption with the trapped elemental burning within, and you see a flash of angry eyes for a second as it glances across the magically reinforced window. You then turn to your left and head through the first class car and into the dining car, where you see, to your horror, Egan Bakker, still in the car, face down on the table, with two bloody wounds in his back and a pool of blood spread across the table in front of him. What do you do?
So, I guess I will go up and check his pulse. Just make sure that he's alive.
He seems pretty dead, but give me that quick medicine roll to make sure.
11.
He seems dead. The body is cold and stiff, and the blood spread across the table in front of him is congealed.
Oh God, there's been a murder.
And I guess, I don't know, is there some sort of like alarm, or is there like a phone line I can call someone on? Like, what do I do here? I don't know.
You are not far from your port in Fairhaven. This has never been considered. This was never part of your training, and there is no sort of standard operating procedure that you've ever been told if a murder happens on the first class carriage. However, you do know that the guards at Fairhaven will be waiting at the station. So all you need to do is wait until the train arrives and make sure no one leaves. Then the guards will sort this out for you.
Okay, so I cordon off the dining room. I make sure that no one else can enter or...
So if you have a look on the map, the dining car leads into the galley at one end and into the first class carriage onto the other.
Right. So I basically lock between the second class. No way. How is this set up again? So I lock between the first class and the dining car, and the dining car and the galley. So that the dining car is completely isolated and cut off.
Yep. So the doors are, there's a door at each end which are beautifully inlaid, and they have large windows. In between the carriages are these kind of flexible metal tunnels that, despite the expense that's been that has been made, they are cold, and when you step into them, you do feel very unsafe, much more unsafe than in any other part of the carriage. While Bernard is locking up, does anyone else wake? Does anyone else wish to poke their head out of their cabins?
I can hear something happening outside, so I decide to pop my head out the door slowly. Is something the matter?
Is this the first class, isn't it?
Yeah, so maybe the first room next to the door and leading into the dining car. The nearest bedroom.
No, nothing wrong, nothing wrong. This, yes, we'll be there in 5 hours, but I'm going to have to close the dining car for maintenance, yes.
But what if I wanted to get something to eat?
I'm afraid the services are offline for until we reach the next station. And then once we start the approach, I will inform you further from there.
This sounds to be quite loud. Would anyone else like to be woken up by this commotion?
I will pop out of my room, because I was awakened by all this chatter. Looking elegant as usual, but my hair is rather a mess. What are you discussing?
Apparently, he's locking the door to the dining room, and apparently the train's going to be stopping in 5 hours' time. We're going to be arriving. I don't know. I haven't seen... It seems weird. I don't know why he's locking it.
It's for maintenance, Nothing... Nothing to worry yourselves about.
It will be open in time for breakfast.
He looks at his watch and. what time is it? Did you say?
It's 5 a.m.
5 a.m. No. Breakfast today is going to be left down to the snacks cart you'll find in the first class. Dining and snacking area.
Another door opens and the scholar sticks his head out and goes,
I've never seen a first class dining and snacking area. Where's that?
If you give me an hour, I'll find it for you.
You do realise that we've paid an awful lot of money to be on this train. I want some breakfast.
Well,
what do you think, Indira?
And he looks looks Tracy's character up and down.
Well, you must agree, don't you?
Of course. I assume breakfast will be brought to my cabin in an hour.
I will see what I can do.
Thank you.
I'll pop my head out of my door. What? No tea for 5 hours? You must be joking.
Darling, they'll bring it to your room in an hour.
Beverages and small snacks will be available,
our full breakfast.
Oh, good. So here's my ticket from my door for breakfast. Here you go. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Right.
You're way too polite for posh people. You know that nobody says thank you.
Skellig walks out of his room, goes, "Why are you all talking so early in the hall outside my door? What are you rabbiting on about?"
"This man says we can't go to the dining car."
If you'll excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, I need to head back to the engine room. And leaving the door locked. Is there actually anyone travelling in second class? Can I just check?
Yeah. The second class is full.
But not from no one here?
No one here.
Okay.
Everyone here is first class.
I don't need to worry about them as much then, so...
We're classy big time folks, that's how we roll.
So I will travel over to the back to the engine room, and I will get onto the arcane phone and phone ahead.
called Arcane Man. Like a backbone, is it?
Well, if he's got message or if he has sending stones, he can do
that. Yeah, I think there definitely could be an arcane phone. Who would like to play headquarters?
I'll do it.
Okay, so Aaron, Bernard, you managed to head back into the engine carriage. Are you going to lock the door behind you so that basically everyone's trapped in the first class carriage?
Absolutely, yeah. There's going to be no... Well, the engine room is completely off limits anyway.
Yeah, so the engine room has the huge arcane contraption that powers the device, but also has the two rooms, your room and the engineer's room.
So between my room and the rest of the train is the engine, which you'd probably not be able to hear anything over anyway. Mm-hmm. So I would walk past the engine up to the up to my quarters and get onto the radio receiver to the next station.
Engine room? He's going to the engine room. There's no tea in there.
This is all very suspicious. Where's is everyone here?
Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Is there... Egan's not here. His wife?
Well, that's her room there. Should we knock and see if she's awake?
No, darling. That's very impolite.
Not this hour.
There's no need to wake up any more people.
You don't knock. You just open the door.
Can we see from the first class car into the dining car?
Oh, yeah, very much so. So there's a short passage in between, about 2 foot, and then there's the window beyond, which looks across the first-class dining room. Mm-hmm. Give me that perception roll.
Come on, perception roll.
19.
Damn. Wow.
Yeah, nice. So at first you don't see anything, but then the train kind of starts going around a corner, which changes your view, and as your view changes, you see... someone is slumped over the table, and as the train angles and angles and angles as the corner gets tighter and tighter, you see the full horrific view of Egan laying across the table, a pool of blood spread out in front of him, and a pool of blood on the incredibly flush carpet below him. The train then straightens up, and your sight is lost.
And I can tell who it is.
Oh yeah, very much so.
My God, something's...
What is it?
Something's happened to Egan. He's... I'll turn around.
What?
Egan?
He's dead.
What? Damn.
Let's flip over the camera to Bernard, who's calling the station ahead.
Come in, Fairhaven. This is the Eberron Express. Come in, Fairhaven. Do you read me?
Hello, Express. This is... Fairhaven Station, Arcane Emergency Line. How can I help you, sir?
Fairhaven, I need to report. There's been a murder on the train. We'll be there within the next 5 hours. I need the train sealed off when it reaches the station. No one is to leave the train. All passengers must stay on board until we find out who the culprit is.
Okay. Anything else, sir?
Just confirm what I just said. You don't seem very shocked about this.
Murder's pretty normal on trains. Anyway, you have you want me to close down the... make sure nobody gets on or off the train upon reaching the destination.
I need guard escort for a police investigation crew.
Okay, understood. And your name, sir?
My name is Bernard Copper.
Okay, Bernard Copperpot.
Okay, let's flick the camera back.
What do you mean he's dead?
I mean he's dead. He's slumped over a table. There's blood everywhere.
This scholar just looks, this huge smile breaks across his face.
That's totally dreadful. What a shame. What a shame.
Can I subtly point a finger at my lover and send a message?
Yep, of course. What would you like to say?
Please stay calm and just go back to your room.
Okay, so whoever is playing Tracy's lover has received that message.
let's see what you're all talking about. And I'm going to walk up to the door and just, like... Because, whether it's clear or not, I am quite hungover. Not feeling the best. look, let's see what the story is. And I'm going to try and reach for the door and open it and look to see what I can see after what's been described to me by... I can't remember Tracy's character's name. And they're all different names.
Indra.
Indra, thank you.
So your view is pretty obscured, but you can definitely see the pool of blood on the carpet. And as the train kind of turns this way and that, you do get a sight of Egan slumped across the table.
Oh, the drunken fool probably just had an argument with someone and got what was coming to him, I guess.
What? Oh, nine hells. Okay, so I want to get my perception going in there and see if I notice, besides the body and the wounds, is there still meal on the table? Is there anything untoward on the floor? Is the weapon still in there?
You can't see that from this distance.
Well...
You would have to return to the scene of the crime. No.
I would like to actually see if I can get in there. I know it's locked, but I want to see if I can slip some gloves on and get in that door.
Okay. What are you? Have you got any thieves' tools?
I might. I might.
If you did have some thieves' tools, then I would need a sleight of hand roll to open the door.
If only you knew someone who could do that.
If only you knew someone who could do that. ten.
Can we all see her doing this?
Give me a perception roll. Lisa, you want to keep your illicit unlocking attempt a secret?
Sort of. I'm going to make a bit of a feminine fuss. Like, this door is stuck.
So Tracy, you don't notice, Skalax, so Owen, you absolutely do.
I rolled
notice.
A 19, and Skalax will say, look, if you get the door open, maybe give me a call. And I'm going to just walk back to my room. I'll be right here, just resting my eyes. Like, walking in, not closing the door behind me. Smoking, lighting a pipe as I go.
It's very early. I think I'm going to retire as well. I guess... You know, I don't want to get murdered as well. And, one of us might be the murderer.
And he closes it. The scholar heads into his room as well.
Are you trying to get in that room, Madam Caprice?
Yes. Indra, yes?
Yes.
Hello. I just wanted to see if there was anything else to be learned from whatever else might still be locked in that room.
I'm going to quietly glance over my shoulder to see if Ronan is paying us any attention.
Yeah, no, I could probably open that up if you want me to.
Excellent. Do. Go right ahead.
Yes.
You can do it quietly, darling, without too much noise.
I can try. We'll see. And this goes over here and then 28.
This is dumb.
He just touches the handle and somehow it opens. You don't see anything untoward. It's like it wasn't locked in the first place. Mm.
In Thieves Can't, I'm going to just say, good work.
Thank you, ma'am. So, and as it opens, I'm now finally, because I'm right in front of the door opens and I'm seeing Egan's body, right?
Yeah.
That fucking bitch. Cannot believe.
Well, he's done it now.
He's gone ahead and died before I had a chance to fucking berate him myself.
This is quite inconvenient.
I'll say.
Well,
is it really that inconvenient from my room? We're still getting there in 5 hours.
You can come out whenever you'd like. Actually, I might just give everyone a chance to just see the body in front of them. So, what I'd like from all three of you to give me either a investigation or a medicine roll. It's up to you which.
I will do an investigation.
I will also do an investigation.
I got 22.
Ooh, okay.
12.
19.
Okay, so Curran, you said you're doing investigation. So you see that he was shot twice in the back, and for them to have gone in at the angle they are, it looks like he was shot in the back by someone standing directly over him while he was already slumped on the table.
Oh. So I think somebody's been trying to cover this up. Yeah, I'm no expert, but the trajectory of the bullet comes from... Sorry, going into detail. With basic trigonometry. I think someone's covering up something.
And Lisa, you can tell with your medicine check that Backer has been dead at least an hour, but no more than 5 hours, putting the time of death between midnight and 5 a.m.
So, is there dinner still on the table? Are there?
No.
So dinner had been cleared away already.
Dinner was cleared away, and you all left with people still in the cabin. So one by one.
Right. Anything else around him? Anything in his hands? Anything in his coat? Anything under the table?
Well, he's been bragging about, first of all, that he's managed to bring a weapon onto the train, past the eagle eyes of Bernard, who has been looking daggers at him the entire trip. But he's also been waving it around and boasting how it's going to make him a lot of money, and there is no sign of that gun either.
So from what I could see, it's like somebody has shot Egan after he was already dead.
Shot him in the back while he was slumped on the table.
Incapacitated.
At least.
Poison first, gunshots later.
So on the table itself, there are two brandy glasses. Both little bits of brandy left in them.
See, I do know that I saw Megan tip something into Egan's... I should have realized Megan and Egan. Anyway.
We made a big mistake. I didn't think of that either. They're married as Megan.
Slipped right under. So last night I did notice that Megan slipped something into Egan's drink.
And you waited until now?
I'm letting everybody know this right now because I saw that. So
Aaron, if you want to enter at any point, that's up to you.
Yeah.
Aaron did not know
who's
this.
Megan again?
I said it to
who's
else.
Megan? Megan
his
is
his wife.
The wife.
Oh, intrigue. I love it.
The engine room door swings open.
Hey, what are you doing in there?
I will walk towards Copperpot. We just wanted to know what was going on. Place my hand up on his chest. I'm sure you're going to do everything you can to protect us, right?
Get out. You can't be in there. That is a crime scene.
I'll pretend. I just kind of opened on its own. It wasn't... I'm just going to go
open.
Back to my room. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you removing evidence from the scene of the crime?
No, we would never.
No, he's a bit heavy for me to carry, really.
I'm going to walk out of my room. Looks kind of suspicious to me, guys.
Yes, it does.
I'm afraid that when we get to the next station, I cannot allow any of you to leave the train.
Whoa, big...
Well, that's obvious.
Big man, Bernard, right? Where were you? Like, you were locking the door with a body when they woke up. Right?
Right. I had to basically stop anyone from entering the crime scene. It's an enclosed area.
So,
and if you've taken anything from that crime scene, I will find out.
Okay,
I will know about it.
I got you, Bernie. Look, but listen, Bernie. You were stopping everyone bringing weapons on with your big magical wand there, and I point to the wand on the side. And now this guy's dead from what looks like... I walk over to the body. Some form of bullet? Bernie?
Well, he had that gun.
And the scholars reappeared. And then behind him, making her way out of her cabin, is Egan's wife. Until recently, his estranged wife. And she is looking completely bedraggled. Her hair is completely astray and she's looking half asleep. And she stumbles into the cabin and goes, "Why on earth are you all here? What? Is that Egan? Oh, what? Is he dead?"
I feel like I'm just going to clap, slow clap. I'm going to slow clap. Yeah. Masterful acting. Masterful acting. Good stuff. I believe none of it. And neither should any of you.
What do you mean? Which one of you killed him?
I saw you slipping something into his drink last night. Don't you play innocent, Megan.
You're right. I did put something into his drink. I poured in some of my sleeping draft. I wanted him to come to bed with me rather than with her. And she points to Indra. "I know about your affair with him. I know that you've been sleeping with my husband."
Scandalous.
I just smile brightly.
And the scholar looks at Indra in shock and goes,
What do you mean you were sleeping with him? With Egan?
"I was doing no such thing. I was his arm candy for events, but that is all."
It's a lovely euphemism. I believe none of that. We need to get Blue Shield here immediately. Mr. Conductor, open up the cargo card immediately and we need to bring Blue Shield here. Guard the body.
How much... I know it's on the train, but how much do I know about this Blue Shield thing?
So Blue Shield is his Warforged retainer who is currently in the cargo carriage.
"He will guard the body and prevent anyone from messing with him until we arrive at Fairhaven and a proper investigation can be done and this hussy can be arrested." She points to Indra.
"I'm sorry, but I think until we pull into the next station and the police arrive, you are all suspects."
You mean we, buddy, right? We, right? Just so we're clear.
"We are all suspects." There we go.
Good. Good to know. Well, this is a morning. Okay,
so... Is the dining car open now if he's in the cargo? Just curious. I mean, I could really do with breakfast, hair of the dog.
I hate that you're not wrong.
Can I sort of like which table is he sat at?
I think just to make things really convenient, let's say the one right in the middle.
No, I think I can't open this car up. It's not like I can even... I was thinking about cordoning off the area and just putting a huge great white sheet over everything, but I don't think I can really do that.
Well, you have the bar right here, and she... And Belladonna goes and just kind of slumps against the bar for a minute. Trying to get a look under the table to... Oh, there's banquettes. I see. You can't see under the table.
I'll have myself and one or two other crew members bring food from the galley through the dining car and they can eat in their own bedrooms. There's seats, there's tables in there. They can eat in there.
"That is simply not good enough, sir. You will bring through Blue Shield and we will guard this body. And what are you? You're just some glorified train guard. You will listen to me or I will have your job, sir."
"With all due respect, ma'am, in the case of this murder investigation, I am in charge of this train, and I will be in charge until I say otherwise. Now please go back to your room. I won't ask you again."
"You may be in charge, but he was obviously shot with his own gun, and it was you, if I'm not mistaken, who allowed him to bring it onto the train."
"You are as much of a suspect as anyone else on this train."
"Ma'am, it does seem that the shock of all this has really altered your temper. So let's get you back to your room. We'll get you some tea."
And where is his gun? It's not here. It must be in one of their rooms. I insist you start searching immediately."
"I have I have neither the power or authority to search anyone's room. This will all be dealt with when we reach the next station. The guards will be there waiting for us.
Good. Well, that's good. Damn it. I would like to actually go kind of rush by all of them and head for Jeeves's room.
Oh, yes, okay. So let's see. So what does everyone want to do? So Lisa's character, Belladonna, is heading back into the first-class sleeping carriage. Where's everyone else want to go?
I'm going to apologize. I'm going to smile apologetically to my lover and go back to my cabin, leave the door open so that I can see people that are coming and going in first class.
Smart.
I'm going to stroll back towards the rooms, which Megan will be between, because I'm further into the dining room. She'll be between the rooms and me. I'm going to try and catch a moment with her at some point whenever it comes up narratively.
With Megan, okay. Yep. And Curran?
I'm probably going to try and sneak towards the engine room. That be possible?
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so you're going to head that way.
By the way, I kind of relock the dining car.
That's what you're going to plan to do?
Well, I'm also going to be standing between first class and the dining car, and I'm just going to stand there blocking the doorway with my body. Because I'm a fairly big guy.
So as everyone kind of sort of separates heads, it looks like the first class carriage, Megan begins to sort of grow with righteous anger and says, "I will ask you one more time, open this door," pointing to the door that leads through to the galley. And I need you to make me a wisdom save, please, Aaron.
Okay.
As you feel compelled to obey her.
Her privilege is too strong.
Oh, nice.
Wisdom
right.
save.
Yes.
What do I need to roll?
A d20 plus your modifier for wisdom.
Yeah.
I roll a 19.
Boom.
Nice. Ooh,
so, yeah, so you are completely shake off her magical compulsion. And for a moment, she steps back looking confused.
I just stand there, just grimacing at her, like not moving, unwavering. I stand there like a rock, defiant and stalwart in my duty to protect the car from contamination.
But the company will hear of this, and she storms off back towards the first class carriages.
Yeah, I know the company will take my side on this and wanting me to keep the crime scene safe. So I'm really not bothered.
Okay, so let's. Who should we go with first? So, Bernard's going to be locking up the first class carriage. As you kind of all leave the carriage behind you, the smell of fresh coffee and cooking breakfast begins to drift from the galley behind you.
Yes.
And then the door shuts resolutely behind you, cutting it off. various people head into their rooms. Let's start off with your character, Owen. So where did you say you were going?
So I was walking towards the first class carriages, but my main goal was to get a moment with Megan.
So she'll probably come through haughtily and open her door and slam it behind her furiously.
So sorry, the door to her room she's slamming?
Yeah.
I'm going to knock on the door as I walk up to it then.
Oh, well, so you've changed your mind, have you? And she opens it and sees you and looks shocked. What are you doing here?
Hello, Megan. I'm just seeing how you are. We go back a long way. I've known you as long as you've known Egan. What? How are you doing?
Well, how do you think? We're just started to patch things up after that hussy had broken things between us, and things were looking good, and now someone's murdered him, probably for that goddamn weapon that he'd invented.
Look, if I'm honest, how are you doing? The reason I came is because he wasn't good to you. you had broken up, you hadn't spoken, from what I've heard, last I heard, I haven't been talking to Egan all that much myself lately, you hadn't spoken in months, maybe a year. Why now, why here? And
we were going to start a new life in Fairhaven, but then that boy appeared, a relic from his past, he said, but then he invites Ronin on the train with us. I mean, what's everyone going to think? A half-orc bastard joining our family? I mean, he stands to gain the most. With Egan dead, he stands to inherit, well, everything.
Wait, that kid is Egan's son?
That kid is Egan's son. He kept it quiet, and the baby was sent off with the mother, and I assume she was paid off, but you're right, yeah. That's his son, all right.
So you've come onto the train, found out he has a son with another woman, and then met his... You accused Ildra of being his lover? Like...
Well, while we were separated, those two formed a relationship. She's been seen on his arm at parties, and that scholar always hanging around as well. I don't know what his business is. But then they turn up on the train. I mean, what are they doing here? Maybe they're all in on it.
Maybe they are. I mean, I don't know. Look, it doesn't look good, Megan. I mean, if we get to Fairhaven and the Tiarthys, see a husband is dead, his bastard son's on the train, his lover who's been at parties recently, and his estranged wife. I mean, I told you were too good for him years ago before you got married, but you still went ahead with it. I mean, it doesn't look good for you. I mean, I'm your friend. I believe, if you tell me you didn't do it, I believe you, but this doesn't look good. I'm just telling you, as a friend, from the outside, this doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't.
Thank you, everyone at home, for listening. I've been Joe Trier. You can get in contact with me on Twitter, at HWRPodcast. You can contact all of us through the Facebook page and the Discord. Trace is actually one of our Discord moderators. And if you want to get in touch with the podcast, if you want us to play any of your games or play any of your scenarios, like this excellent scenario we've played today, contact us through email at howyourpodcast@gmail.com. Owen, how can people get in contact with you? Is there anything you want to share? I know you've got some other cool projects happening.
Yeah, if you want to get in contact with me, guys, it's howyourrolowen, and Owen is Eoghan. If you want to give me any tips, advice, questions, you can hit me up there. If you join our Discord, I'm pretty active on there. We also do suggestions for How We Roll, which is a show me and Joe sometimes run, which is a discussion kind of side project we occasionally do. There's a section in there for that. If you want to hear me do some role playing in Dungeons & Dragons, because I haven't been on the show in a while, I'm on Red Moon Role Playing at the moment. And other than that, I kind of bum around on our Twitch channel playing silly games at HWR Podcast. If you like Stardew Valley or Football Manager, check it out.
Amazing. And Lisa, how can people get in contact with you and anything you'd like to share or talk about?
Yeah, you can find me, Lisa Lee, on Twitter at Lisa Bell, LISABELLE. You can find me in the Discord. I haven't been there in a little bit, but I'll be back. And there's some video games and some audio drama things and some animated series things I can't talk about yet, but soon. I'll be able to talk about it soon.
Amazing. Thank you. And Corinne, I know there's all sorts of things going on with you. Is there anything you can share right now? And how can people get in contact with you?
Nothing I can share at the moment. If people want to get in contact with me, it's the How We Roll Discord or the How We Roll Facebook page, or at Curran's underscore lines as my handle for Twitter or Instagram. That's it.
Brilliant, thank you. And Aaron, how can people get in contact with you, and something you'd like to share or talk about?
Yeah, you can go ahead and get in touch with me at the usual channels, which is Grunty Baby UK on the Twitters, as well as on the How We Roll Discord, which I'm always lurking, always watching, and just go ahead and ask me any questions, give me some tips, because God knows I need them, and we'll see where that goes.
Amazing. And last but by no means least, thank you again for joining us on the show, Tracy. How can people get in contact with you? Is there anything you'd like to share?
Yeah, the How We Roll Discord is great. Also, if you are a teacher or an educator and you're interested in gamification or game-based learning, I do a podcast called Game Level Learn, where we talk about board games and role-playing games and how you can use those mechanics in your classrooms.
So good.
Amazing. Thank you very much. And again, awesome. Thank you everyone for playing tonight, and thank you all for listening. We really hope you enjoyed our show. If you'd like to hear more of what we do, you can find our Call of Cthulhu one-shots, our Masks of Nile and Athatap playthrough, which is an all-star cast, and our Two-Headed Serpent campaign, as well as our Dungeons & Dragons Curse of Strahd campaign on iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you can find podcasts, and you can also find it directly at howarollpodcast.com. The next Murder on the Eberron Express episode won't be out for another 2 weeks. But if you can't wait that long, you can find the next episode right now and much, much more at patreon.com/howwerollpodcast. And for about $5 a month, you get early access to all our episodes and some pretty cool secret Patreon-only content, including an upcoming brand new Call of Cthulhu scenario called The Space Between, which will only be available on Patreon. And you also support the show and keep us going. I think I spend roughly 4 hours a week just producing the show, and that's on top of full-time work and looking after 2 kids. So your support is really, really helpful in helping me keep the show going. So I want to say a huge thank you to all our Patreons. It means the world to us that you support us. And I want to say a big thank you to our newest supporters, Daniel M, Philip G, Elijah E, and Amy R. Thank you so much. Before we go, I want to say a huge thank you to BattleBards, who have provided many of the sound effects and much of the music you hear on our show. We highly recommend checking them out at battlebards.com. They have a fantastic selection of thousands of tracks, music and sound effects, and a lot more. And they have a panel that you can use to organize it all while you're playing live. Really, really good value as well. Highly recommend checking out battlebards.com. And lastly, before we go, our favorite Idle clicker game, Idle Champions of the Forgotten Realms, have a gold chest code available just for How We Roll listeners. All you need to do is log into the game, and I think it's in the shop, if I remember rightly, and enter this code, HUNHOOMSWAIS. We love to know what you get from your chest, so do tweet us at HWR Podcast. Tell us our Patreon or our Facebook page what you managed to get on this week's chest. I know some people have got some pretty cool stuff. Thank you again very much for listening. We'll be back next week with Two-Headed Serpent, and in 2 weeks with the next Murder on the Eberron Express.